There are real Nazis. There are real members of the Klan. Just like there are real Muslims that go into Utah shopping malls and kill four people. And they're real heroes that take them down. But they're few and far between. They are rare commodities indeed. And every time the higher-up authorities are aware of one of these rogue groups or individuals planning something, they do everything they can to open doors for them. But that is a rarity. In 90-plus percent of the cases of Klan rallies, white supremacist rallies, terror, mosque bombings from Iraq to Tel Aviv to Jerusalem to New York City to Oklahoma City, in every case, when the dust settles, when the smoke clears, it is a federal operation. And who has the motive? All over the nation last year, in the same month that this happened, everywhere, in every major city, from Orlando to Austin, Texas to Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, the Nazis came out, usually 5 to 10 of them, same Nazi uniforms, exactly the same, exact same flags, Iron Cross with swastika or swastika with Iron Cross, the exact same slogans, exact same speeches, separate groups supposedly, and it's always led by informants. And here it is in the Orlando Sentinel. Outrage. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. Now, that is a fact. You cannot get away from that. And so for anybody who's getting involved with these groups, or anybody who's being contacted by these groups, or anybody that's buying into what they say, you need to know you're being commanded, you're under the command 90% of the time by feds. And 100% of the time, if your group's bigger than five people, there are feds in there. Okay? I mean, if somebody is a real white supremacist, they're going to go to prison. See, David Duke did. And David Duke tries to come across as slick, as well-spoken, as reasonable. He tags on to reasonable issues. That's somebody you can tell, and I've done an analysis of David Duke over the last, it's got to be 10 years. I've watched him carefully. It takes me time to come to a conclusion. David Duke is the real deal, okay? The rare, real McCoy. Love him or hate him. Okay, David Duke is the real deal. Dr. William Pierce was the real deal of the National Alliance. As soon as he died, it descended into a bunch of feds that had already infiltrated, and the whole thing fell apart. And they still use the real deals to then tag them onto other groups that are against open borders or the end of sovereignty, and then demonize good groups using people like David Duke and Dr. William Pierce. But there are very few out there who are real.